It's Ryman coming to you with another Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos over the last week signed tight end Eric Saubert as some potential depth, blocking depth. At tight end can really do a lot of the stuff that Beck does, and I think it's a good signing. We'll see if he actually ends up making the final roster, but I think it was good either way to bring him back. The offseason program going strong, and I don't know. It just feels to me like they're more vested, obviously, than in prior years, and it feels a lot like when Manning was around, but really just everyone putting the work in. Russell Wilson, first man in, last man out, and really, people that have been observing the Broncos, they're getting bought in. A lot of the trends I've been seeing are the Broncos are being picked as either a playoff team, division winner playoff team, some even telling basically, hey, they're going to go to the Super Bowl. I'm telling you, watch, see what happens. You know what? I like any of those scenarios. Compared to the last few years, I will take any of those scenarios for the upcoming season. And the Broncos schedule has not yet been released, but one thing we've been told, the Broncos will play the Jacksonville Jaguars overseas in London, and it's going to be an ESPN Plus exclusive game. Now I got a problem with that. Now, yeah, there's all these streaming apps and everything like that, but one thing that's great about the NFL is you can get a majority of the games on regular networks, the NBC, CBS's of the world, Fox. And yeah, okay, you have to have cable or go to a sports bar to see a game on ESPN. And okay, they add it on the Amazon Prime, which I don't have Amazon Prime either, by the way. But they add it in the Amazon Prime Thursday night games. But now you're going to do another app and do another exclusive game to an app. Just not a fan of it. Okay, if you're going to try to, you know, bulk up the Amazon sales, I guess, and do the Amazon Thursday night or whatever. Can't stop you from doing that, obviously. You know, I mean, obviously the fans or myself can't stop the NFL from doing that. But leave it at that. Okay, don't go and go, okay, well, this game's going to be on this app. This game's going to be on this app. And it seems like that's kind of where they're trending right now. That's bad for business, in my opinion, for the NFL. Some of the other big sports entities started to do that. Ended up not working out very well for them, and they kind of backed off from it. So I don't know if it's just a trend the NFL is going to have to go through to go, okay, wait a minute. By having exclusive games on certain apps, we're losing viewers, period. I think that's where that'll head eventually, and they'll kind of figure out the incorrect method of their ways and hopefully get right the ship when it comes to that. And also, Eddie Mack goes into the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame. Obviously, great Broncos receiver for so many years. Obviously, had that horrific horrific leg break on Monday Night Football. And I'll never forget that. True story. I was watching that game. Broncos, of course, beat the Giants that night, but lost Eddie Mack for the season. And, of course, the next day was 9/11. And I remember going to bed on a replay of his leg on SportsCenter. And waking up to, unfortunately, the tragedy of what happened the next day. And let's talk a little bit about Drew Lock. Yeah, we're bringing Drew Lock up, even though he's not a Bronco anymore. It looks like he is going to be the starter for the Seattle Seahawks for the upcoming season. Now, they haven't named him the starter, but Pete Carroll basically came out yesterday and said, well, if Drew Lock was in this year's draft, he would have been the first quarterback taken. And he's had some high praise for him. There's obviously been the background that he was pretty high on him coming out of college. Now, they have signed Geno Smith to a lucrative deal in terms of incentive-laced. Now, we'll see who wins the competition. But Pete Carroll's comments, he's seriously leaning towards Drew Lock. And if so, we wish him the best. Just not when the Broncos play the Seahawks this upcoming season. So, interesting to see. What else progresses here? We'll have the upcoming schedule, the 2022 schedule, released here very shortly. And the Ryman will be back to discuss that. Until next time, this is the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.